שלום, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello. Hello, we are reading from the writings of Rabash, article number 5, 1984. What does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? Again, articles of Rabash, what does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us?
This is really, you can see how much the world is changing, people are changing, the relations between people are changing. And this rule, love thy friend as thyself, is becoming more and more contradictory to that which we feel all around the world, where people are distancing more and more to one another. They're feeling more closed within themselves, and this rule is becoming one that stands out more and more, and we understand how important it appears. And more than likely, this is what we need in order to bring the world to correction. There's actually nothing more to do in the world but to correct this action, this thing that the Creator prepared for us, in which he created one man, and then broke it into many individual pieces, whereas each of them is independent, non-connected to any others, and we need to bring all of reality to the source, so it will connect, unite, adhere to the Creator. And this is the correction of the world. There is no other action except for the act of connection. And connection needs to be to such an extent that we will not feel distant, divided, broken, but we are all having to return to the structure, even though our bodies don't change. We need to raise up above our ego, as we call it. We need to erect above this a network of connections between us, called love, connection. So much so that we are returning to that system in which there was one man, and this is how He existed until before the shattering, until before the sin. This is why we need to think how we are returning to the same state as it was before the creation of the world. Because creation, Bria, is called Bar, outside of that which was prior to it, the one system. There was a force that connected all these pieces, all these parts. And everyone felt us connected to one man, to one heart, to one heart, to one mind, to one soul. So much so that we couldn't depict any differentiation between them. And this was the system that was before the shattering. And we need to try and reach this system. That's our work. And we have no more than to yearn to this, to raise this system and know it as we should, as this should be one whole system. Therefore, what is he writing to us? What does the rule of love thy friend as thyself give us? Dudi?
What does the rule love thy friend as thyself give us? What does the klal rule love thy friend as thyself give us? Through this rule we can come to love the Creator. If this is so, what does keeping the 612 mitzvot, commandments, give us? First, we need to know what a rule is. It is known that a collective, also klal, consists of many individuals. Without individuals, there cannot be a collective. For example, when we refer to an audience as a secret audience, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, etc. And this is called a minyan, a tent, or a congregation. At least 10 people must be present. And then it is possible to say Kedusha, holiness, at the service. The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shechina dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shechina. It therefore follows that the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is built on 612 mitzvot. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, commandments, we will then be able to achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that the particular elements allow us to achieve the collective. And when we have the collective, we will then be able to achieve the love of the Creator. As written, my soul yearns for the Lord. However, one cannot keep all 612 mitzvot alone. Take, for example, the redemption of the firstborn. If one's firstborn is a girl, he cannot keep the mitzvah of redemption of the firstborn. Also, women are exempted from observing time-dependent mitzvot, such as tzitzit and tefillin. But because all of Israel are responsible for one another through everyone, they are all kept, as though everyone keeps all the mitzvot together. Hence, through the 612 mitzvot, we can achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself.
Again.
I'm going to read again. What does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? What does the klal, rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? Through this rule, we can come to love the Creator. If this is so, what does keeping the 612 mitzvot, commandments, give us? First, we need to know what a rule is. It is known that a collective, klal, consists of many individuals. Without individuals, there cannot be a collective. For example, when we refer to an audience of a sacred audience, Kaddisha, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, etc. And this is called a minyan, or a ten, or a congregation, that at least 10 people must be present. And then it is possible to say Kedusha, Kedisha in the prayer. The Holy Zohar says about this, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. It therefore follows that the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is built on 612 mitzvot. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, then we will be able to achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that the particular elements allow us to achieve the collective. And when we have the collective, then we will be able to achieve the love of the Creator. As it is written, my soul yearns for the Lord. However, one cannot keep all the 612 mitzvot alone. But because all of Israel are kept responsible for one another, through everyone, they are all kept. It is as though everyone keeps all the mitzvot together. Hence, through the 612 mitzvot, we can achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself.
Meaning in the relations between us, there are 613 connections which we need to observe with love. And then the connection between us will be a whole one. This is what we need to reach. And this is what will be called the end of correction. We don't know how to observe each and every detail. However, as we are drawn to connection, to nearness to one another, we begin to feel more where else we are lacking in connections of connection and love, and then in such a way we return to one system with all its parts just operating towards connecting to one another. Of course, we don't know what the right connection is, how each must be connected to the other. But if we try to connect in love and fondness more and more, and together learn, active together, then by that we invite the reforming light. This is that force that fills us when we were before, just like when we are where we were before the shattering of Adam HaRishon, and then we draw it upon ourselves. And this is how he rearranges us together in the right way, each of us correctly with the others. And we just see the results of the action of this upper force that connects us. This is called the action of the reforming light. And we discover ourselves again connected together in the system of Adam HaRishon. This is what we need to reach. This is actually the whole process we need to go through and feel upon ourselves how it works. And revealing this process upon ourselves is called revealing the Creator to His created beings, where the one force, the force of connection and love and nearness, this one force is connecting us back. This is the final correction, the end of the world, the revelation of the Creator to all of His created beings, the revelation of all the created beings as belonging to one system, with one common feeling, and thus we already remain that way, in the corrected state. This is what the rule, love thy friend as thyself, gives us. Questions?
Ken.
Yes.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Good to be back home. Yesterday you had a very strong introduction to the lesson about that the Shekhinah dwells between the attracting force and the rejecting force. And as long as I study with the friends and with you, I feel that everything is revealed inside me, inside my feelings. So what does it mean that the Creator is revealed between us?
The Creator is that force which connects us. The force of bestowal. And it is then revealed between us, connects us together to one network. And therefore, we need to yearn towards that system, to draw it as much as possible. And all of our work is in order for the Creator to be revealed between us. There is no more than that. In that we will attain ourselves and the extent in which we are opposite to connection and how much we're coming close to connection. How to what extent we need to perform actions which are left for us to correct. And this is how we will come closer to one another in order to reveal the common force that connects between us and fills that void between us called the Creator. That's why the Creator is called Come and See, where you come to Bo, to come to that state in which you see, meaning feel, receive in all your senses, because seeing is called the highest degree of connection, of recognition, of awareness, and this is how we come to depicting him, locating him, receiving him, holding on to him, to the extent that we connect to this force that is between us and connects us. Without him, without this force, we are not capable of even being connected to one another. We must have the Creator be revealed, this force of bestowal between us, for him to be revealed between us. And this is how we reveal him. Against that, against building this system unified, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination. Whereas instead of the force of connection, he discloses the force of separation, distancing, resistance. And this force accompanies us, arranges us, and shows us where we need to perform corrections. It shows us where and how we need to see the connection between us. That's it. This is how we come to correction. All of creation is actually the corruption of what was created at first, where the Creator prepared creation in a shattered manner. That's called, I've created the evil inclination, the ego between us, the rejection between us. And I've created the Torah as a spice where there's a certain remedy, a medicine, which
she mitakenet otano, mikarevet otano,
which corrects us, brings us closer, connects us.
Ken, ayakan mishu shorzareshvar.
Yes, we had someone that wanted to ask here.
Как я услышал, есть стремление друг к другу, между товарищей. 613 связей.
In the yearning between us, there are 613 connections?
There are
613 connections between us. That's something that we will learn upon ourselves. Now, for the time being, it's too early to reveal. We're not capable to feel it to that extent. Just like when a baby is born, he doesn't feel light. Then he starts to feel light and darkness, but not colors. Also, not only in his vision, but also in his hearing, meaning we gradually operate in a manner that our senses are opening up. And it is from this that we come to recognizing reality, and also to the central force of reality, which is the Creator.
Рафа, можно хотя бы дать, знаете, такое направление в этой работе? Как вот есть же, как и я милосердный, так и вы будьте милосердны.
Can we receive some direction in the work? Like it is said that as he is merciful, so you be merciful?
Yes, in general, our work needs to be coming closer to one another. But we don't yet understand what it is to come close. Look at little children. Explain to a child that you need to be his friend, give him something. He won't understand. He's under the control of his ego. That's how we are also. And this is all so that every single sense, technically and in every way that it's being revealed, it's always revealed in a thing and its opposite. Whereas if you want to see and get to know light, you have to also get to know darkness. And the gap between it and darkness will give you the intensity of your vision. Therefore, we need to yearn upon all the disturbances to understand the things that are opposite them.
No. Ken Kos.
Yes, Kos.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
What does it mean to invite the reforming light?
To invite the reforming light is called to come close according to the extent in which a person is capable to the upper force, which is completely in bestowal, love, connection, and in the same inclination towards the upper force, which we will feel and begin to incorporate with, to come close to be filled. And that's how we correct ourselves. We cannot correct ourselves besides evoking this force of connection between us. We don't need anything else but that, because the force of connection is the Creator, and if we reveal Him, we reveal a new world. And this force of connection controls, rules all of reality in each of us, in us, and then we begin to already feel a different world.
What makes the reforming light reforming?
The reforming light is a special force that stems from one root. It's the nature of the Creator, which is one. Therefore, in illuminating upon us, it pushes us, he connects us to one. To one system. As even though we are in different contradictory forces opposite one another, through this light we are improved, refined, connected, and drawn towards one another.
Are there special conditions, let's say, in our attitude or in our way, in our actions, so that we truly get reforming lights? Are there conditions to get reforming lights? And what are those conditions?
If a person were to feel himself as existing on his own, then he wouldn't have so many possibilities. But to cry out to that force that created him and created is called bar, meaning outside the state that was before, which took him out of the good state. And a person would only appeal to this upper force. They wouldn't be able to attain anything because there would be no examples for him with creatures like him. And therefore the Creator created many people, bodies, souls, which are in contradiction to one another, between them, in all sorts of measures, levels, that it's really eventually they make actions which draw them to one another inevitably due to all kinds of thoughts, plans, desires. And this is how they gradually connect between them despite of the rejection between them, which also increases. And then it turns out that this overcoming of the will to receive is what brings them to the right true connection. That there are two forces here, a rejecting force and a connecting force. And this is how we connect ourselves between us, such that the force that doesn't let us connect is like this coarseness that is between us and the force that is connecting us is the force of adhesion, which we attain from above, from the Creator, in coming close to His nature. And then it turns out that the system of connection between us includes within it two contradictory forces, the force of attraction and the force of rejection. And with this we learn about all of our forces called the force of reception. That's it. From here on, there's a lot to ask. Yes?
Sie sagten, die höhere Stufe der Wahrnehmung. Eddie? Und die Frage, haben wir das selber in der Hand?
You talked about the high degree of attainment. The question is it in our hands to attain this? What does it mean that it's in our hands?
Haben wir to attain the attainment? Die höhere Wahrnehmung, die höhere Erkenntnis zu erlangen, und wodurch wird das offenbart?
Is it in our hands to attain the high attainment, and by what means?
Shabure bechazara. the extent in which we, the Creator, established these things on purpose between us, and we try to overcome them, meaning to cover them with the forces of connection, then we have the forces of disconnection and the forces of connection. These two forces, in the two of them, we use. And then it works out that, just like in all of nature, as we learn, two contradictory forces with which we can establish together one against the other, and to learn from them how we build a system which on one hand includes the forces that are distant to one another. On the other hand, it includes forces that are drawn to connection to one another. And from these two forces, we see that the system is constructed, and this is how we learn it, accept it, and are included in it.
Können wir den Schöpfer anweisen, uns auf den schnellsten Wege hier und also jetzt zum Kongress heute morgen und übermorgen voranzubringen, so dass wir auch natürlich dem Schöpfer Genuss bereiten mit unseren Handlungen.
How can we command the Creator in this manner to advance us today, tomorrow, in the most efficient manner?
That is actually a very big portion of our study in how can we impact the upper force who created us, established us,
yes,
rejecting one another, the ego being created as I have created the evil incarnation, as he says. And we need to bestow upon him in such a way that he will correct things. Meaning we're obligating the Creator to bring back the good connection that should be between us. That is called, My Sons Have Defeated Me. Where the Creator just shows us the force of rejection, distancing, and we bestow to him and obligate him such that instead he will open between us the force of connection and love.
Welche abstoßenden Kräfte erlebe ich hier, die ich überwinden muss?
By what forces of rejection do we reveal that we need to overcome them?
To the extent in which we feel the other in our world, we gradually discover the force of rejection between us. Between a person to still the vegetative, to the animal, and to the speaking. And that's in each and every person. But that level is a human level. When we begin to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we start to study that we need to rise above the rejections between us and to try and relate to all of reality, not just including still vegetative, animal, and speaking, but rather in one towards the degree of speaking, towards the degree of Adam that we need to reach between us into connection, to be seemingly as if there was no shattering, no distancing between us. And this is called the correction of our nature. And this correction can be observed only through prayer, only in the request and demand in which we turn to the Creator in one force of none else besides Him, and He corrects us. Meaning He replaces gradually the force of rejection with the force of connection.
Dürfte ich vielleicht noch eine Frage zur, was Sie gesagt haben, zur neuen Welt fragen?
Another question regarding the new world.
Sie sagten, eine neue Welt zu spüren. Wie erleben wir das?
You said that we need to feel a new world. How can we reveal this? How do we feel this?
The new world is the new connection between us. Whereas we need to build relations between us. And we build them from still, not just still vegetative and animal, but only people between them to begin with, in an egoistical, negative relationship towards one another. Between us. They gradually, through efforts that the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends for them to do, it's by that that they observe conditions that reforms them towards a good attitude between them.
Rav, доброе утро. Я не могу.
Good morning, Rav.
Что Творец любит товарищей. Ну, мне нет такого.
I cannot feel that the Creator loves the friends.
Меня, как мне кажется, любит или не любит, там вера, выше знания. Но относительно меня.
I can feel that He loves me, loves, doesn't love above reason. Towards myself, I can feel something.
Что его любовь это на самом деле она относительно творение, это отдача, что это сила отдачи на самом деле.
And I understand that His love towards bestow is actually these acts of bestowal, those things actually.
Моя ответная реакция на него может быть тоже как отдача, а отдача это только к товарищам получается. К творению тоже.
Because I can respond to Him only towards bestowal, and this is also only towards the created beings.
Товарищи, так я могу их полюбить как себя.
So is it Да. Is that the way that I connect the vessels of the friends and love them?
Сила Творца, природа Творца — это отдача и любовь.
We need to understand that the force of the Creator, the nature of the Creator, is bestowal and love, which is actually the same thing.
Это отдача.
In our terms, in our world, love is bestowal. That's how it's expressed between us.
Нам надо постараться увидеть, как.
We need to make the effort to see.
Между нами, даже на земном уровне.
How the expression, the revelation of bestowal between us, even on the earthly level.
Помогают.
How these expressions help.
Нам приблизиться друг к другу.
They help us to come closer to one another, to bestow to one another.
И таким образом двигаться вперед.
Если можно.
And to advance in this manner.
Прямую я не могу полюбить товарищей только через любовь Творца.
How can I love a friend directly, not the Creator, when I feel the love of the Creator towards me?
Общая система, через которую мы все связаны.
Yes, the Creator is the general force of the connection, of the general system that everyone is connected through it.
And then I can really pray for the friends?
Yes.
Да, девушка.
Спасибо, Раф. А как нам все время пробуждать силу объединения, особенно сейчас?
Thank you, Rav. How can we constantly evoke the force of connection, especially now when we gathered for the convention?
Это очень важно. И хороший вопрос.
It's very important. That's a good question. Because what do we need congresses for?
Как можно больше друг от друга.
In order to be impressed, to be inspired as much as possible from one another.
Как можно ближе стать друг другу и понять, что
in order that we will get closer, as close to each other as possible. And then we'll understand that this is the development of the created beings.
Самое главное нам приблизиться друг к другу. Приблизиться внутрь.
It is the most important thing for us to get closer internally to one another.
Что каждая чувствовала, что остальные ее поддерживают.
That the entire world will feel, especially women, that each one shall feel that the friends support them.
Но помогают, толкают ее вперед.
That the others are helping them, pushing them forward.
Ну, вот что я могу сказать.
That's what I can say.
А как, вот, где взять твердость, да, и, может быть, наглость обязать Творца нас соединить?
Where to take that audacity or that sternness to connect above like that?
Ask, demand. Like little children that demand from their parents. They don't feel they have any audacity or that they have some calculations. Whatever they want to receive from the parents, that's what they demand. They see in their parents that they must do this for them. They raise them, they care for them, they educate them, provide for them everything that they need. Fill them with everything they need. And so they should fill what the child is asking for, right? And so, on the part of the children, the small children, there is no calculation other than to get what I want. Look at even in the animate level.
The
little chicks, right? They open up their beaks or their mouth, right, and they suckle from their parents everything that they need. That's how it needs to be. That's how it's the same thing with us. We need to grip onto the Creator, to suckle everything from Him that we need for our development, for our spiritual growth. And even not just the spiritual, also our corporeal development. If we will relate to him in this manner, he will only be happier from it.
Thank you.
Angela.
Toda Rabba Rav, Deli Rav, Zohar, bununla ilgili şöyle der. Her nerede 10 kişi varsa orada Şehina yaşar. İki dost arasındaki bağ ya da sevgi durumu nedir?
Rav Yekar, Zohar Katuv. Dear Rav, it's written in the Zohar, wherever there are 10, Shechina can dwell. So what is this love between two friends? What is this connection between two friends?
Connection between two friends is that same minimal spiritual unit that we can build in this world without, that will have at least one friend. The truth is you need at least 10, but at least that you have at least one more, that I have such a friend, and I am in connection with him, that each of us worries that the friend will have desire to bestow to the Creator, then in such a manner we can grow fast and correctly.
Benim onum 7 kişi. Yani 10 kişi değil. Buradaki o kutsalı nasıl inşa edeceğiz?
We have 7 friends in my tent, not 10. So how does that work out?
That's not important. It said that the minimum of many is 2. 2 is already enough. But it's desirable, optimally, according to the spiritual units, 10. More than 10 is also not good.
No,
we have more here. Not from Israel.
There's
a lady there.
Sevgili Rav, bağı kurabildiğimizi, gerçekten bağ geldiğimizi ve sonunda Yaradan'ın da aramızda olduğunu nasıl anlayabileceğiz? Somut bir örnek verebilir misiniz?
Rav Yekar, איך אנחנו יכולים להבין?
Dear Rav, how can we understand that we have come, the connection between us? And could you give a concrete example for this?
It's very concrete. The moment that we connect between us, then in this moment, we begin to reveal the Creator. In a small extent, at first, that by us is called light of nefesh, then light of ruach, then light of neshama, chaya, yechida, and that's how we grow.
And so these practical actions,
and we need to see in them the results, practical results.
Please.
Yes, dear.
No, Jinjit Shamliada Kir.
The red-headed one by the wall. Yes, you.
Hello, Rav. Our nature is, our matter that we're made of is a rejecting force. At the end of correction, does that disappear altogether? How can this be if it's the matter that we're actually made of?
בגמר התיקון, האם הדבר הזה נעלם? ואיך יכול להיות אם זה החומר שממנו אנחנו בנויים?
What happens to it?
מה קורה לזה?
חומר, מה שאנחנו מרגישים, זה
הרגשת the matter that we feel, it's our internal sensation. There is no matter. There simply isn't. It's the sensation of distance, rejection, repulsion. That's what there is. And thus, we feel that this matter remains, and it must remain, as the posterior of the spiritual degree. And because of this matter, we feel the height of our ascent in all the 125 degrees that we need to reach through them to the Creator. And so, nothing disappears. It just receives its correct form and correct connections between them.
She meant the force of rejection that you were talking about earlier. Does it disappear in the end of correction? Where does this force of rejection disappear, which is our engine?
It doesn't disappear. If it would disappear between us, this force of rejection, alienation, of opposition, then we would stop to feel reality. Because reality includes two forces. It's comprised of two forces. And both these forces must be.
in order that we will feel it. Like by us, darkness, light, plus, minus, in everything, we need to feel two forces, and the relation between them gives us the sensation of reality, where we are between both of them. And so nothing disappears. All in all, we just open up the true reality, that it is entirely based on nearing and distance, alienation. Not that we, it's through this that we identify reality, heat, cold, noise, quiet, and all sorts of relations between us. The spiritual reality, we reveal it in all the emotional relations between us, between love and hate, repulsion and attraction. And this is how we establish the spiritual reality, stabilize it, and begin to live in it, and begin to feel the relations between all the parts of creation. And thus we open up our sensations, begin to establish in us, to stabilize in us, this new form of reality, according to attraction, nearness and distance, that is emotional, spiritual. Yes, please.
Selam Rav.
Selam.
Konuşan seviyede olmak ile dostlarımızın ve diğer insanların ızdırabını hissetmek arasındaki ilişki nedir?
Shalom Rav, mahu hakesher in Rav, what's the connection of living in the degree of Adam and to feel the suffering of people or other people, friends or other friends, people?
Repeat again.
Mahu hakesher, what's the connection between feeling the suffering of others or other people?
This is called the degree of Adam, of man, that I feel suffering or pleasure that there is in other human beings besides myself. And I don't ascribe it to myself, but rather I truly feel what exists in them. We need to reach a state that all our tendencies internally, they will be truly to feel what's happening in the other, what's happening in each and every friend, in each and every friend. In the meantime now, we can't, because in our friends there still isn't the correct sensations towards one another, but soon they will begin. Also, I hope that in these days maybe we'll begin to detect them, to locate them. And then we'll see what the spiritual environment is in comparison to the corporeal one, corporeal atmosphere.
Okay.
No, I'm looking first for those who came as guests. I'm sure there's women there and men. Yes, please.
Rav, вы только что сказали, что нужно присосаться к Творцу для духовного роста и даже для земного.
You said that we have to be tightly connected to the Creator to feel both corporeally and spiritually. Spiritually, it's clear we were asking for his nature.
будет отдалять от духовного.
For corporeal development, it's not so clear because it distances us from spiritual development. Can you explain what you meant?
Анахно.
We
להשתדל לגדול.
Need to make the effort to grow in force of bestowal. And then, accordingly, we'll understand more nature and everything that we have here. And so, that's what we need. The spiritual force is in man. Out of this, the that he yearns for connection with others. The corporeal force is in man to the extent that he yearns to be above the connection with others. And that's how we grow. The force that we want to connect between us is called the force of connection. Yeah? And the force that we are distancing, this is the force of alienation. And we have nothing more, actually. These are very simple things. That to the extent that we get closer, to the extent that we get farther, accordingly, to that extent, we have all our sensations and all our discernments. Try to see reality through this, and you'll see that there is no more in the world other than nearing and getting farther. Farther.
Beseder.
Okay.
Me. Kenvert.
Yes, yes, lady.
Felice di vedervi tutti. È sempre bello essere qui.
I'm very happy to see you all. It's always beautiful to be here. The question is, you said, Rav, that each one of us must be connected to the next, to the other, and we make effort. But are those actions that we need to do are individual, collective, or all together?
הרב, אמרת שכל אחד צריך להתחבר לחברים ולהתאמץ בזה יותר ויותר. האם הפעולות האלה שעלינו לעשות הן פעולות של יחידים או פעולות משותפות או גם וגם?
גם וגם.
Both.
גם כן אדם אחד.
Also one person could have maybe done all the correction in the world, but these are very difficult things that without external example, without incorporation with others, and so what the upper force did is he broke. He broke the vessel, the will to receive of man. And arranged many such parts, human beings. We are correcting ourselves only according to the nearing between us until we reach as one man with one heart. Until our incorporation, it must be such that we will not feel anything besides incorporation, that there's no difference between one and the other. Not talking about human differences, but rather truly in all our sensations, our discernments, our understandings, that we feel that between us there is some gap.
Then,
no more.
And
that's how we attain spirituality.
Ken. No, no.
Yes.
No, no, microphone.
Dear Rav, I feel in our group.
Rav, אני מרגיש בקבוצה שלנו.
That there are some fractions.
שיש כל מיני חיכוכים.
Their own truth, and they can't connect.
שיש חלקים בתוך הקבוצה שלנו שלא מצליחים להתחבר. יש כל מיני חיכוכים ביניהם. איך לחבר אותם?
אני לא יכול להגיד לך איך לחבר.
I can't tell you how to connect.
אבל
but
אתה חייב להשתדל לחבר
ביניהם. You must make the effort to connect between them.
ויצב אותם.
And to form them, establish them, stabilize them, and not jump from connection to connection and all sorts of things. Rather, all the time to look for the continuing of the path that you were in a moment ago, continue. You were in it a moment ago, and now you continue it to the next one. It's clear? It's very important to be persistent in this.
Я услышал, что наша главная цель на конгрессе приблизиться друг к другу и впечатлиться.
I heard that the main purpose of the convention is to come closer and be impressed by one another. In what way are we distant from one another?
В нашем эгоизме.
In our ego.
Вот и как мы тогда можем приблизиться, когда единственная вещь, которая нам мешает, ну, в принципе, это наш эгоизм.
So how can we come close so that the only thing that bothers us is the ego?
We need to rise above it.
Тогда могу впечатлиться у товарищей. Приблизиться физически тут нету проблем.
And what can I be impressed by the friends? Coming closer physically is not a problem.
Физически это не считается.
Physically it's именно it's not considered.
Внутреннее сердец мыслей.
Specifically the internal coming near in thoughts, plans. That's the most important.
Какие впечатления должен?
I don't even know how to ask. What impressions?
Своей жизни каждый, что она у вас.
That you understand that same in the same manner, the purpose of your life, as if you have the same goal.
Беседа. Тов, Дуди, сам я шел.
Okay, Дуди. By the wall there, we have more.
Hi, Rav. Hi, friends. My question is, how does coming closer to friends bring us closer to the Creator?
איך ההתקרבות לחברים מקרבת אותנו לבורא?
הייתי אומר שזה אותו דבר.
I would say it's the same thing. Same thing. Because the Creator is between the friends. The moment that we close the gap between the friends, we are aimed and directing towards the Creator. That's it.
Ken.
Yes.
Selam Rav. Gün içinde çeşitli koşullardan geçiyoruz. İşimiz, ailemiz vesaire. Bu durumda dostlarıyla sürekli bağlantıda olanla olmayan arasındaki fark nedir?
Shalom Rav. Bemalach hayom anachnu.
During the day, we go through many corporeal things, family, work, and such. What's the difference between someone that is constantly in connection and someone that's not constantly in connection?
Difference?
Yes.
We don't see the difference because this is a person and this is a person. But if we would see the actions, the spiritual actions, then we would see that this is a beast and this is man. Whomever worries only for their own body, their own self, they're called a beast. Just like in our world, as we see.
Yeah.
Whoever cares to reveal and to enlarge his soul, he is called Adam. That's the difference. Okay, well.
Ken.
Yes.
No, madam.
I worry that we have the opportunity to connect deeper in this congress and we may miss this opportunity. And obviously connection is the goal. And I want the friends to remember that's the purpose for us to be here, is to achieve a deeper connection.
And
for me, the biggest concern I have is we may just forget about what we're here for.
And
miss this opportunity again. And I wonder if we can really become more sensitive
to our friends' spiritual needs
so that we don't leave this place the way we came. Because that's what's going to make the difference. That's what I want to say.
I
think that won't happen. That we won't change for the good. Already we are different. Compared to the same moment that we arrived, first arrived here. And I think that what is upon us to do is just to open the heart and to feel what there is in the hearts of the friends. And in this manner, we'll feel our progress, even from moment to moment, with each question that every friend asks, with each moment that passes.
That's it.
And so, we have nothing to be afraid of. I understand the concern, I'm familiar with it, and I respect it, but I hope that we here already in a process that will pull us forward correctly. All right.
Ken.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Говорится, что монетка к монетке складывается в большой счет. И когда наши ежедневные усилия накапливаются постепенно, мы ощущаем какой-то заметный результат, изменения в себе, в товарищах. Там.
A penny, another penny add up to a great some, and when they're accumulating, we start to feel changes in us and the friends. When I'm in the 10 and the world clears, we see these changes, and this impresses us and allows us to move forward.
Вот во время этих ежедневных усилий они сами по себе не дают нам возможность вот ощутить какие-то изменения. Они небольшие.
What's important to us is the feeling of the result, but while we are making these efforts, it doesn't give us the possibility to see the results from it.
Важнее всего опереться вот в этих ежедневных усилиях, когда нет вот такого ощутимого результата.
So what should we concentrate on, focus on in our daily efforts when there is nothing besides that, when you're there? Where we will be able to continue to effort and to exert.
Без связи с товарищами, конечно, это практически невозможно. Это сама...
Without any connection to the friends, it's practically impossible. A person is fooling himself. But if I'm connected with the friends, then we have a system. If we want to be connected more tightly, more internally, then we make an internal effort. And it works out. The important thing is the effort, those inner efforts to come closer to one another.
Движущая сила этих усилий — это вот величие и важность цели, величие и важность Творца.
Is it possible to say that the motivating force that makes us effort is the force of importance and greatness of the goal?
Начинается это не с этого. Я не могу возвеличить.
It doesn't start from that. I can't make the Creator greater if I have no foundation for it.
И вместе с ними создавать.
If I decide to come closer to the friends and together with them,
серьезную связь, систему, то тогда у меня получится.
Build a serious system of connection, then I will succeed.
Ну, Дуди, мы нахну на
сцене. Дуди, what shall we do?
Now we'll sing a song. And then we'll go to the next part. We have another Rabash article. Song.
Song. What's that? Oh, allergies? Something was bothering. Oh. I didn't know you're that sensitive.
There's something. I'm allergic to something. I was told last time I was going to be
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Well, with the women, it's always, it's, you know.
I think it's probably.
Краток твой век, за пустяками и чудесами ты продолжаешь бег.
Life is a dream, sorrow and tears, chasing our pleasures, looking for treasures, but nothing will satisfy. כסף וכוח, ניסינו לשכוח, ואין לאן לרוץ. זה האור בתוכנו, בקשר בינינו, אין עוד מקום אחר.
וכשיהיה ידיד ונראה, רק אם ייתכן נציעה.
Yeah.
us now.